The Down in a Heap podcast from Rob C. is one of the only podcasts that I can stand to listen to. I'm Froth from the Thought Eater podcast, and I approve this message.
Avast me hearties, heave to and prepare to be boarded. In old school games, life is cheap. Don't be a blasted dope. Bring your pool, your oil, and your rope. And try not to go down in a heap to Davy Jones' locker.
Lords of Light. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Down in a Heap podcast. I'm your host, Rob, podcasting to you live from my rumpus room in beautiful Northeast Minneapolis. I feel like my voice is a little stronger today than it was my last recording for OSR October. I think I was still in the process of recovering my voice after handing out 1,000+ samples and talking to people all day at the 40th anniversary event at work. But today, another OSR October episode, and falling in line with kind of what I was doing last year. This will be a Tuesday tidbit, just a little something that you could add to your game to maybe liven things up a little bit. And it comes to us from the mind of Steve Cook from the Dice Roll Zine, Dice Roll Ramblecast, his old podcast, which sadly is no longer putting up new episodes, and his blog, the Borderlands blog, which is dndborderlands.blogspot.com, and that really hasn't been updated in a long time either, but go check it out. So Dice Roll Zine is his project. There's 3 issues. I have them all in print, and I really like them. A lot of it is kind of revolving around his campaign setting, which is called, I believe, The Wastelands of Kreth, and it's a little bit like a science fantasy, possibly kind of like post-apocalyptic. If you think Thundar, which I think a lot, I think that's kind of the vibe that he's going for. And the zines have various things. The first one has a locale, what's it called? The Purple Mushroom Inn. So that's like a science fantasy adventure site. That's kind of the main thrust of Dice Roll Zine number 1. Dice Roll Zine number 2 focuses on the city-state of Kreth, so the big city that exists in his campaign setting. And Dice Roll Zine number 3 has an adventure site, the Accursed Caverns of Zazeel. And but they also have various little articles or character classes or things that can liven up your game. This one has the Technomancer, so a technomancy magic using class and spells and things as well. But what I'm going to look at here is something that could really be applied to any OSR game, and it's something that I think is a very common type of house rule that people start thinking about after they've played D&D for a while, and it's the poor old fighter who doesn't really have any kind of special abilities like a cleric with turning undead and casting spells, like a magic user obviously with their spells, like a thief with their thieving abilities. They just, you know, they get more hit points, they get better saving throws, and they get better to hit rolls, and that's really about it, especially in the really old editions of the game, OD&D, BX, and AD&D before, like Unearthed Arcana, where you get weapon specialization and stuff. But so he has something that he's calling Fighting Tricks, an optional class ability for fighters. And this is more or less a little bit like, I suppose, feats. But to me, I don't know if it is more streamlined than a feat system or not, but it only applies to fighters. So it's just something, you know, especially if you're using fighter subclasses in your games, you know, if you have rangers and paladins, barbarians, cavaliers, whatever, who almost put fighters in the shadows. My voice is going on me again. Jesus. Time for a sip of coffee. Sorry about that. All right, so I'll just save you from my croaky voice here and get on with it. So I'll just read what he's written here on page 2 of Dice Roll Zine number 3. Sand in the face, flying leaps, Zorro's mark, wide-eyed mighty blows. We all know these staple fighting tricks of action-adventure stories. This optional rule simulates these tricks. Starting at first level, a fighter knows 2 fighting tricks he can use against his enemies in combat. At third level and every other level thereafter, so 5th, 7th, 9th, 11th, etc., a fighter adds a new trick to his arsenal. Rules of use. A fighter can only use a fighting trick once per combat. Foes become wise to that trick after they experience it firsthand. A player declares a fighting trick when the fighter takes their turn in combat. Unless the referee rules otherwise, a fighter cannot combine 2 tricks on the same attack. So here's the list of fighting tricks that you can choose from. Number 1, the called shot. Take a -2 penalty on your attack. On a success, you hit your chosen target. You slice the support rope of a chandelier, knock a potion off a table, extinguish a torch, etc. The attack cannot cause damage. Bloodlust. If your attack slays a foe, you get a free attack against another foe. Dirt in the face. Throw dirt in a foe's face. On a hit, you blind the foe for 1 round. Disarming strike. Try to knock a weapon or item from a foe's grip. If you hit and the foe fails a save versus paralysis, you knock the item 3d6 feet away in a random direction. Rolling a d8, he suggests. Dodge blows. Forgo your attacks and gain a +4 AC bonus against a single foe's attacks, or +2 against all attacks for 1 round. Dual weapons. Fight with a weapon in each hand to gain a +1 bonus to your attack. On a hit, choose which weapon deals damage. Leaping attack. Leap up to 10 feet through the air, even over enemies, towards a foe and gain a +1 bonus to your attack. Mighty strike. On a hit, roll melee damage dice twice and take the best result. Piercing shot. On a hit, roll missile damage dice twice and take the best result. Signature mark. Here we go, Zorro. Take a -2 penalty to your attack instead of dealing damage on a hit. You scar your foe with a signature mark. Sly flourish. Distract your foe with a weapon flourish. Gain a +1 to your attack. Shield bash. Bash a foe with your shield. If you hit and the foe fails a save versus paralysis, the foe is stunned for 1 round. That means they can only defend. Tumble. Tumble past or around foes engaged in combat with you, or that would normally block your movement. Gain a +1 AC bonus for 1 round. You can tumble up to your combat movement rate. And last, war cry. Cue the Thundar war cry. When you attack, your war cry unnerves foes and they suffer -1 to their attacks against you for 1 round. Foes with more hit die than you may save versus spells to overcome your war cry. So there you go. There's one person's method for kind of spicing up the fighter, the vanilla, well, maybe the most vanilla class in old school D&D. A lot of people just use narrative things to spice things up in combat or out of combat. And of course, magic items are another thing that often differentiates one fighter from another. Their gear, type of fighter that you make, whether it's someone that likes to fight from horseback or is more of an archer or a scout or just a mangler with a two-handed sword or something, you know? So there's obviously a lot of ways to make your fighters unique from a role-playing point of view and from an equipment point of view. But this is a way that can provide some mechanical differentiation if that's your jam. So, yeah, check out Dice Roll Zine. It's, unfortunately, I could not find it in print on, I couldn't find it at all on drive-thru. I was kind of surprised. Unless my search abilities, which, you know, I'm not going to lie, they're not good. I couldn't find it. Maybe you can. I did find Dice Roll Zine number 1 in print on Lulu and on Amazon. But the numbers 2 and 3, I couldn't find anywhere. So it might be something that you have to kind of lurk around on Noble Knight or eBay or some other secondhand market that you look around at your used bookstores and stuff, and that seems highly doubtful. But anyway, if you do see one, my recommendation, grab it, because they're really cool. All right. Well, one other thing I'll say about October. One thing I love about it is playoff baseball. So today, the Twins, the Minnesota Twins, my favorite team, and they've lost 18 playoff games in a row. That's right. They haven't won a playoff game since 2004. They've played 18 games. That means that they've been a good team from time to time. But how the hell can you lose 18 baseball games in a row? If I'm not mistaken, that's the longest playoff losing streak, not just in baseball, but in any of the four major North American sports: football, basketball, hockey, baseball. How can you do it? And in baseball, if you're not really a baseball wonk, typically you think of baseball, a baseball season, you win a 30 games, you lose a 30 year games, and what you do with the last third is what separates the good teams from the bad teams. It's not something where any team has an 800 winning percentage or something. No one does that. It's just, there's too many little quirky things that happen in baseball game that prevent you from losing so much or winning so much. So how have they lost 18 in a row? It is beyond me. It would be like fumbling 4 times in a row or something. And, you know, unless your name is Tim Shorts, that just doesn't happen. So I don't know. We'll see. They play the Toronto Blue Jays today at 3:30. Will they win? You know, recent history? Nope. And they won't win tomorrow. And they'll get swept out again and be 0-20. But man, I hope they win at least one. Just win one. Just one. But I'd love if they actually won a series, because they haven't won a playoff series, I think, since they beat the A's in the Moneyball series. If you watch Moneyball, you don't really, the movie Moneyball, you don't really hear about it. But yeah, the Twins knocked that team out of the playoffs, and that was the last time they won a baseball playoff series. And one other thing on a sad note in baseball related issues, rest in peace Tim Wakefield, maybe the last great knuckleball pitcher, passed away far too young at 57, came up with the Pirates, and had a long career with the Boston Red Sox. So yeah, sad day. Aren't really knuckleballs one of those rarities that you see in baseball, and there hasn't been a good one since Tim Wakefield. So I don't know if we'll ever see one again. Who knows? Anyway, that's all I got for you today. Hope you're having a great, or hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave me a message, try and find me on Spotify for Podcasters. Or drop me a message at my email account, bigbalboni@gmail.com. That's BIGBALBONI@gmail.com. And until I talk to you again, we're going to win, Twins. We're going to score. Thanks for listening. Don't go down in a heap. And that's you too, Twins. Don't go down in a heap.
My strength has returned. My wounds have healed. Thanks to Ariel's magic.
Nothing to it. It's all in the wrist.
Ariel,